really hate it when I oversleep. Of course, it's my own fucking fault. I could blame the patriarchy, but they're not responsible. I was going to get my ass out of bed by 6 o'clock this morning. Instead, I fucking laid in bed till like 7:15. I was grumpy from yesterday. Just personal shit. And it's, you know, and that's, man, you got to get over it. You know, you can't go through life. Because I'm laying there feeling all grumpy and whiny and fucking pissy and shit like a social justice warrior or something like that. And it's like, God damn it, just get your fucking bitch ass out of bed and do the shit you're supposed to be doing and stop being such a goddamn fucking pussy. You sound like a goddamn woman. Oh, you scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and moan. You shove your head up your ass, so Obama's cock. Yeah, whatever it is I say at this point. I'm still drinking coffee, fuck you. I'll be awake in a minute. Look, it's 8 o'clock in the fucking morning, I'm still dragging ass. Cause I'm whiny, whiny pants. You know, the difference between the people who achieve and the people who don't achieve, the difference between those who accomplish and those who just sit around and whine, is that those of us who accomplish, in addition to launching cruise missiles of our intellect at home and destroying cities all around the planet, we recognize when we're being whiny little bitches. Because if you, everybody falls into the whiny little bitch category now and then, right? Everybody. And we should be mown down with machine guns when we do that. All of us get into that little fucking whiny, oh, woe is me, and oh, my life sucks, and oh, the day turn. And but the superior people, like you and I, because if you're not superior, you've already tuned out of this podcast. By the way, I am the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. Been on the internet since 1999. I've been podcasting for 11 years. I'm right. I'm always right. I've always been right. I will always be right. I have never been wrong. And I love saying that because it so offends so many people. What cracks me up is you've got all these fucking statists out there. It doesn't matter what kind of statist, right-wing statist, left-wing statist, femistatist, homo statist, GLBT, KKK statist, astatheist, all these statists out there, they all think that they're right about everything. Yet if you say that you're right, they go off, how can you say that you're right? How can you believe that? I remember one time this philosophy class. If you're new to the podcast, believe it or not, hang on. I gotta get a footstool in here. Oh, and in the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. Good morning, Randy. Thanks for being here at 8 o'clock in the morning. So that we could record this and shoot it out the same day. You guys almost got a repeat today, but then I said, fuck it. I said, hey, Randy's my bitch. She'll show up. She'll record a podcast with me because she's cool like that. And she has no life. Right? Just kidding. Randy has a life. We both have a life. That's why this podcast only comes out 3 times a week, not 6 or 7 or 14. I don't know how Stefan Molyneux does it. You know, I haven't seen any of his call-in shows coming up on the YouTube channel. And I haven't been paying attention to the podcast feed. I wonder if he's still doing the call-in shows, or did he stop those for some reason? Because, God, those things would go like 3.5 hours. I'm like, damn, dude. With everything you do, how in the fuck? Stefan Molyneux. You disagree with him or not, there's one thing you have to give him. You don't have to do anything. Even if you disagree with the guy, that's me pouring coffee if you can hear that. You got to give him this. He must obviously have some really good time management skills. Because all the shit that motherfucker does. And he's just got 24 hours in a day, just like the rest of us. And we all have 24 hours in a day. And that's why you can't afford to spend your time laying around in bed, moping and whining and feeling sorry for yourself for some shit that happened yesterday. Right? And that's one of the things that separates the inferior from the superior people. Superior people recognize this. And we all get in our little funks. And we say, hey, you know what? I'm going to die one day. I got 20 fucking 4 hours in each day to live. I got shit to do. I have to get over this and move the fuck on. I have to enjoy my life because here I am, right here, right now. This is what I've got. This is where I am. And I can be miserable and look for a safe space and blame the patriarchy and whine and moan and, you know, wait for my welfare check. Or I can go out and I can live my life and accomplish things. And those of us who are superior, we go forth and we live our lives and we accomplish. So after laying in bed for an hour and 15 minutes like a little bitch, whining like a snivelly little cunt, I said, hey, great one. Get your fucking ass out of bed, brush your teeth. Go to the fucking studio. Don't forget to wake Randy's ass up by sending her multiple text messages. And yeah, go record a podcast. So here we are. Speaking of never being wrong. Now, again, this is one of those moments where I'm going to admit to you that I can't get comfortable because I can't adjust the footrest exactly where I want it to be. God damn it, I need to go buy my fucking table. Oh, God, I gotta clean this place. This place is a disaster. Where's... Yes, let me smack the microphone stand. Hang on a minute, guys. I gotta write a note down. I have to smash the microphone stand a couple of times there. Okay. Buy table. I don't buy shit very often. Minimalism. I'm all about the minimalism, but I need to buy a small table. Also, I do some cleaning. Yesterday, this isn't what I was cranky about, but yesterday I also had to look for something. I'm looking and looking and looking, and I can't find the shit. And like an hour and a half, I'm tearing up my fucking house looking for this thing. I'm like, God damn it, I can't find it. And I'm finding all this shit. I'm just like, God damn, I gotta get rid of some of this shit. For a minimalist, I sure have a lot of shit, which is all shit that I acquired before I became a minimalist, which... It's a lot of baggage, it's stuff. You've heard this before. Anyway, the point is, hour and a half looking for this thing, and finally I gave up, and then I realized, oh wait, I know exactly where it's at. It's in the same fucking place. And it's been for the last 5 years. And I go right there, and I open, there it is. Right there. Hour and a half looking for something that I knew right where it was. But I, all the shit that I found, and just like, why? Why do I have all of this stuff? I've really got to just throw the shit away. You know, there's that attachment, man. It's a psychological, emotional attachment. And it can be hard to overcome, but it can be overcome. All right. What was I going to say? Speaking of being always right. Now, I have still done no research on this. And by this, I mean I haven't typed anything into Google. And it would not be hard to do the research. Just haven't done it yet. So, this is me talking with absolutely no knowledge of what's going on, other than what I have seen from looking at headlines in newspapers and Twitter stream and shit like that. Okay? So, nothing but headlines here. Apparently, based on some headlines, what's going on right now? Is it the primaries? Randy, is this the primaries? But this isn't, but it's not the nomination thing for presidency. So apparently, both Sanders and Trump are actually winning some of the primaries, is what I think I'm seeing. If this is true, yeah, I know, all I have to do is type some shit into Google and I would know, but the computer is, keyboard is, what is that, Randy? It's about... And three, that's about 3.5 feet away from me. And I'm not going to fucking move to it because I'm finally got comfortable. No, you don't have to type. No, don't look it up. I don't give a shit. This is me being amazing, okay? I don't need facts to be right. I'm like a social justice warrior. I don't need any actual data or facts in order to be right. Just anything I say is right because it's my emotional response. And if you don't agree with my emotional response, then you're, of course, a misogynistic, sexist, racist, homophobic, white, cisgendered pig. I do need to choke to death. I need to choke to death on coffee, apparently. Randy, if I die, go ahead and publish this anyway so that all my haters can rejoice. Okay, the fuck was I talking? Oh yeah, being right all the time. Okay, look. If it's true that Trump and Sanders are actually winning some primaries, I'm shocked. I'm impressed. I said it on this podcast. I said that they were both going to get the same treatment that Ron Paul got and essentially be ignored. But now, wait a minute. Didn't Ron Paul win some primaries? See, that was, what, four? No, don't look it up. I don't care that much. I'll do the research later. You just sit there and look cute. It's early in the morning, all right? If I wanted to fucking think, I would have gotten out of bed an hour and 15 minutes earlier. Just fucking look cute and keep your mouth shut. That's all I need you to do, sweetheart. I know, looking cute part is easy for you. The mouth shut, yeah, but that's why we have the soundproof glass between us. I can take the headphones off anytime. All right. How are we doing? We're 11 minutes into the podcast. Okay, four more minutes of rambling and I can get to the actual substance. I do have some actual substance. They have a pile of shit here to go through. All right. And of course, I won't make it through all of it because I digress. All right. God, I love being me. You know, people say, but great one. Why do you do the podcast even though nobody listens to it? Oh, God damn. You know, you fucking attention whores. I'm doing this podcast because right now, I have a big smile on my face. I'm sitting here in the studio, kicking back in the chair. Got my feet propped up. I got a cup of coffee. I got a newspaper article here in front of me about transgendered people. I'm happy, man. I am so fucking happy right now that I could pop a boner. I mean, this is great. This is why I do this podcast, because this shit makes me happy. Okay. The fact that Sanders and Trump are winning anything surprises me and is impressive. I still really think it's going... Now, remember, when Hillary versus Obama in the primaries, the nomination, whatever the fuck it is, I just don't know because I don't care. God damn it. You know, it's like, does it really matter if you gas the Jews with methane or if you gas the Jews with arsenic, right? Either way, you've gassed the fucking Jews. What are the fucking details matter, right? This sit around and haggle shit. I don't know. All I know is that in the whatever it was that decides who runs for president, Hillary Clinton got more votes than Obama did, but not all the votes for Hillary Clinton counted, and that's how Obama got the nomination. So even though Sanders, which, God, it's not a surprise, really, the fact that this guy's running around saying, I'm going to give everybody free shit. It's no surprise that the poor people and the college students are all kissing Bernie Sanders' ass because he's promising them free stuff. There's no surprise there. And I mean, Trump, God knows, I'm pretty far from Republican. But I mean, Trump is... I can see why people are interested in Trump because Trump is the only person up there who's not a career politician. And I mean, the other Republican people, as far as I know, are just idiots. Again, I'm not keeping up with it. So, pretty uninformed opinion here. But Trump is, if nothing else, Trump is a definitive alpha male. Like, you can, it doesn't matter what his opinions are, what he says he's going to do or not. Because, of course, as we all know, those of you who listen to this podcast, you know that none of that matters, right? Obama said he was going to do all this shit, the blueprint for change, yada, 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 close Guantanamo Bay, yada, yada. You know, what has he actually done? Has he done any? No, because the president doesn't do anything, because the president is not a fucking dictator, the president's not a king. There are limited numbers of things the president can do on his own, coupled with, of course, as I've explained to you, the president takes his orders from the corporations, the NSA, the lobbyists, all of this other stuff. You don't just go in there and you're the president and get to do anything you want. It doesn't fucking matter. I still really think it's going to end up being Hillary Clinton, because I think she is the best choice for the corporations and for the military-industrial complex. Because under Obama, I mean, again, said it before, I'll say it again right now. God, I love saying the word and again, and again, and again, and again, because I'm a broken record. And again, I've said it before. Can you imagine all the drone strikes taking place with a Republican president? Can you imagine how much outrage there would be in the media if a Republican president were killing people with flying robots? Holy shit, we'd never hear the end of it. But Obama president? Ooh, half black man, liberal Democrat. He's a Muslim, but not really a Muslim. He's an American, but not really an American. He's black, but he's not really black. You know, he's liberal, but he's not really liberal. He's a constitutional scholar, but he's not really a constitutional scholar. He was a community organizer, but he's never had a job in his life. He's the first clean, articulate black man the Democrats have ever found, according to Joseph Biden, vice president of the United States. Right, you put him in office, and you can kill people all over the planet with flying robots. You can drop bombs on 7 countries in 6 years. The media doesn't say a fucking word. If Donald Trump becomes president, which would be great. Again, not because I think he's going to fix America, save the world, any of shit. I would just love to see Donald Trump as president because, number one, it would piss so many people off. And because, number two, the media would wake up from their stupor and might actually, I don't know, criticize the government for a change instead of just kissing the government's ass all the time, the way they do now that Obama's president. So I say I'm always for a Republican president. Always for a Republican president. Only because when you have a Democrat president, the media goes to sleep. They completely stop paying attention to anything the government does. That is the only advantage of a Republican president, is that the media wakes up. Anyway, I'll do some research on what's going on with the presidential elections so that I can come back with some sort of informed opinion instead of just ramblings. Then again, if you don't like ramblings, I don't know what you're doing here. Speaking of being here, where the fuck is my water bottle? It's not here, is it? Ugh. All right, don't go anywhere. Still with me? Good. God, I had to actually move. Ugh, it was painful. Oh, I'm gonna go whine. Nobody brought my water bottle to me. I'm oppressed. It's the cisgendered patriarchy is oppressing me. What? Yes, I promise I will not accidentally unplug the microphone while doing stupid shit like that. Yeah, and that stupid thing I'm doing right now, I won't do that again. I promise. Except for right now. Alright, I won't do it anymore. It's technical. You guys have no idea what I'm talking about. It's fine. Talking to Randy. I'm doing stupid shit. She's telling me not to do stupid shit. Because we all know that telling me not to do stupid shit, that's really effective. Mm-hmm. Okay. Rocky Mountain Collegian, December 3rd, 2013. Now, if only I had another table. If only I had gone shopping and had another table. God, I gotta clean this fan too. Randy, why do I have so much shit to do? Why? Why is my life one fucking thing after another? Oh yeah, because it's better than death, where nothing happens. And I'm almost finished fighting with that laptop computer too. God, I had to take apart. I have a couple of laptops. Actually, I have 3 laptops I'm fucking with right now. I had to take apart a Hewlett-Packard laptop to try to get inside to see if the fan was working. Jesus Christ, man. I wonder if they could have built that fucker any more difficult to get apart. All right, where are we? Time. 20 minutes in. Perfect. Let's get to it. Rocky Mountain Collegian, December 3rd, 2013. Identity at CSU. Falling outside of the gender binary. Oh, brace yourselves. Now, I read this some god number of months ago. Well, it's from 2013, December. I read it 2 years ago and highlighted shit. I haven't read it since. So, we're going in. We're going to see what happens. I kind of like this. I have a whole pile of shit here that's from... Oh, that's from 2015. That's pretty recent. All right, anyway. Here we go. Most people prefer to be called he or she, but low Luthro... His name's Low Luthro. sorry, I shouldn't make fun of people. Low Luthro, a junior psychology major. No surprise there. Why do fucked up people go into fields like psychology? Oh, because they want to be around other fucked up people. Because misery loves company. Who would say, I want a job, and I think I've talked about this before. If not, I'll sure talk about it in the future. Who would go... never mind. Let me move on. Let me read the fucking article. I can talk about that later. I can explain later to you that the reason why women go into jobs like welfare worker and psychologist and psychiatric and all this other shit is because they want to be around people that are broken. They want to be around people that are broken for two reasons. Number one, they like drama. Women love drama more than anything else. They love surrounding themselves by broken people because that's where their drama comes from. That's where all of this fucking, you know, identity, gender, binary, tranny, cis shit comes. This is just feminine people, not feminine, feminist, excuse me. Feminine is a good thing. This is feminist people, men and women, trannies, what the fuck are feminist people looking for drama in their lives. These are people who just need more drama. Women do these jobs because they like drama and also because they know that this is where the fucking alpha males are at, right? The men who shit on women, the men who are criminals, the kind of men women like to fuck. All right, it has nothing to do with this. This is me tangenting. Tangenting. Is that actually a verb? Tangenting. God knows it should be. I should put that in the lexicon. Where's my notes? Tangenting. I'm working on the lexicon. Tangenting. I'm also working on CLSology. I have not... messed with that lately because I'm a fucking slacker. Randy, my screen just went to sleep. You wake that up for me. And yeah, I'm working on shit because I'm a fucking lazy fucker. Because if I'd get out of bed instead of laying there for an hour and 15 minutes, I'd get more done, but fuck no. Anyway, most people prefer to be called he or she, but Lo Luthro, a junior psychology major, prefers the gender-neutral terms Z and her... What? Her... I don't even know how to pronounce this. H-I-R-S-E-L-F. So how is H-I-R self different than H-E-R's? Higher self? Her... Is it... You know, here's the thing, too. Again, I love saying the word again. That's my newest bad habit. These people are like femistatist. You would think that they are everywhere. This is the front page of the student newspaper where I'm reading this. It's right. Well, the headline is above the fold. The article is below the fold. This is the front page of the college newspaper. You know, you would think, like feminists, you would think these people are everywhere. But like feminists, they're actually incredibly rare. I, to the extent of my knowledge, have not spoken to a woman in years who actually identifies as a feminist. Nor have I, in all my interactions with other humans so far in years, I've never run into one of these people who says to me, oh, you can't call me he, you have to call me Z. Or you can't call me herself, you have to call me higher self. I'm gender, you know, I've never run into one of these people, never. And from the amount of time the media spends shoving this down our throats and promoting this and trumping this, you would think these people are everywhere. They're not. I don't think they are. Born female. My God, and this whole thing too, I did a YouTube video. I don't even remember who it was, so I can't give the guy credit, but he's made the same point that's come to me. Also, when people say, well, I don't like the gender I was assigned at birth. Okay, you were not fucking assigned a gender at birth. It's not like there's a quota at the hospital. It's like, okay, baby's born today. We have to have, you know, 40% male and 60% female, and the baby pops out and the doctor assigns. You're not assigned a gender at birth. You come out, you either have a cock or a cunt. It's really small because you're a little baby, right? Not much, but not coming out hung like a horse. But you have a cock or a cunt, and they mark that. You're not assigned anything. You get assigned a social security number. You get assigned seating. You get assigned a license plate for your car. You do not get assigned a gender. And of course, we always have to remind ourselves of political correctness, intolerance, diversity, multiculturalism, safe space, the fact that this shit is completely nonsensical when we have people saying that I was born a girl, but I'm whatever, I can be a boy, whatever, because gender is a social construct. And then we have these people saying, well, I was born with the body of a boy, but I actually have the mind of a girl, which is interesting because you can't have the mind of a girl because, of course, gender is a social construct. These two things, feminism and the whole gender weird thing, are completely at odds with each other, right? If you can be born with the mind of a woman, that means that having a woman's mind can't possibly be a social construct. But of course, the femistatist will assert that being a man or a woman is completely a social construct. There's no such thing in nature as male or female. Which again, when you look at feminist, when you look at femistatist, you are seeing people who have no concept. Zero concept of biology and science. No idea how biology works. To sit here and say there's no such thing as male and female, that's some fucked up shit. That's the kind of stupid, you have to go to college to be that stupid. Okay. Almost 30 minutes into the podcast. Let me get to this. I'm pretty sure we're not going to get through much of the stack. Thanks for listening today, guys. I appreciate it. If you're still here, both of you. I would say, I can't even do that joke about, yeah, my mom listens to the podcast, because my mother doesn't listen to the podcast. If my mother heard this, she would shit herself. She is so... If you're new to the podcast, my mother is so liberal, left-wing, statist, Obama-humping, fucking hating rich people, like give all the money to the poor and the minorities, white patriarchy. Oh, my God. Oh, the woman. Of course, you know, she's old and she's on Social Security, and she knows that if the government falls, that she's going to die of starvation because she has no money. Anyway, here we go. Because even though they made plenty of money when she was young and married, My mother and my stepfather did not take Aaron Cleary's advice, and instead of spending less money than they made, oh, they spent money like motherfuckers. And yeah, and now they're paying the price. Mm-hmm. Kids, go listen to old Captain Capitalism. Telling you. Consult, what is it? AssholeConsulting.com. CaptainCapitalism.blogspot.com. Buy his book, Bachelor Pad Economics. Telling you, kids, it's not hard. Spend less money than you make. You really need to do that. All right. None of that has anything to do with the gender binary. Can I fucking get back to the point? Oh, hey, look. I just talked about this. I have it highlighted. The Luthro is genderqueer. There's just so many different... There's like all... And every, it's like there's so many variations because they need drama so much. I'm non-binary. I'm transsexual. I'm transgendered. I'm genderqueer. I'm queer-gendered. Like, oh, fucking Christ. I'm pansexual. I'm sapiosexual. You're all stupid. Oh, you're all stupid. Luthro is genderqueer and identifies as a member of the transgender community. Oh, it's so nice that you identify. The CSU Trans umbrella group that Luthro is part of includes all those who do not identify with their sex assigned at birth. I just talked about this. It's not an assignment. It's not like it's homework. It's not a quota system. It's what the junk you have when you come out of the womb. You pop out of the birth canal. You got a cock. You got a cunt. That, it's not an assignment. It's a biological fact. I know you believe in global warming because you think that's science, but you deny the existence of male and female gender. Whoa, you're so science. You're so brainy. You're so smart. You so went to college. Transgender includes everyone from transsexuals to cross-dressers to drag queens, as well as persons who are bi-gendered and genderqueer. Justin LaMiller, who has a doctorate in social psychology and specializes in sexuality, discrimination, and relationships, wrote in an email to the Collegian. Another reason why people like Justin are promoting all of this shit, because again, if you're a psychiatrist and there are no broken people, then you don't have a job anymore. Right? I've talked about this extensively. There's jobs that create value and solve problems, and then there are jobs that perpetuate problems. Right? The way our society, the state of society, is currently set up, the police, being a police officer, is a job that perpetuates problems. Because in order to get more funding for your police department, you need more crime. So there's no incentive to prevent crime from happening. So the police do not prevent crime. They, in fact, create more crime because that's the only way they're going to get more money. Psychiatrists, same way. If you're a psychiatrist and you fix people, and yes, you cannot fix people. I'm using words very loosely there. If you're a psychiatrist and you help people to fix themselves, you help people to be emotionally healthy, and people become emotionally healthy, and everybody around you is emotionally healthy, then you don't have a job anymore. So as a psychiatrist, the last thing you want to do is provide people with the resources to become emotionally healthy. Because if you do that, then you don't have a job anymore. So the whole point of people like Justin here is to keep breaking people. That's another reason why all this shit gets created, is it's a search for more ways for people to be broken. So that they will say, oh my gosh, I'm broken, I need help, and they will give their money to psychiatrists and head shrinks and head rapists and all this other stuff. quote, each of these identities is very distinct. No, they're actually not. They're not, but it's nice. This is quoting Justin again. Each of these identities is very distinct, but what they share in common is that the persons involved all fall outside the binary view of gender. In other words, these people all deny biology. They pretend that male and female do not exist when male and female exist. I mean, if you have a penis and you like wearing women's clothing, again, in Ancapodice, you can wear women's clothing. Nobody gives a shit. But to sit here and pretend you don't have a penis. No, you have a penis. See, that's the delusional part. You have a cock, okay? If you want to wear a dress, wear a fucking dress. But don't sit here and tell me that you don't have a cock. You're not a man. No, you're a fucking man. You're a man who's wearing a dress. Oh, God. This is true in Luthro's case. Z does not consider higher self male or female. They had to make sure they used the preferred pronouns in the article here. My God. Quote, I do not identify with the binary woman or the binary man. I take things from each section. Some, I have to flip to get to the next part of this. Some days I want to be more feminine, and some days I want to be more masculine, Luthro said. A lot of people think there's just trans man and trans woman, but there are a lot of other identities, Luthro said. It can mean something different to every person. And again, that's an important, again, that's my favorite word. That's an important part of this, is all of these people have never and will never accomplish anything of note in their life. None of them will ever achieve greatness. None of them will ever be anything special. None of them will ever be anything other than a drone. And they know this. And all of this, well, everybody is unique in a sexual identity that only they possess. This is just the quest for each of these people to find some kind of uniqueness that they can claim as their own, which they think is going to make them special, right? Some people become special by writing a book. Some people become special by being a great musician. Some people become special by creating art, whatever it is. All human beings, all of us want recognition. We want to leave a mark in the world. We want to create greatness. I think that's an inherent drive that all people have. Some people never act on it because they're just completely worthless. Some people act on it by actually creating things of value to other people. And some people act on it by creating these weird little fantasies in which they are neither masculine nor feminine, but they are their own special gender identity, which means something different to every person. Do you see how unique I am? Do you see what a snowflake I am? Zach Zandit, a CSU alumnus, is also under the transgender umbrella. Zandit was born female, but since he was 20, identifies as a male. Zandit began the medical transition at 21 and has since had few problems with how he is viewed. I wonder how much of that medical transition my tax money is financing. Again, my favorite word. If you want to get your penis chopped off and be a girl, that's cool. As long as I'm not paying for it. Thing is, I'm pretty sure I'm paying for it. I don't know how exactly. I don't know how much exactly. But I'm pretty sure 21-year-old college students don't have enough money to afford all the medical procedures that involve chopping off a penis and giving them hormones and all this other shit. I'm pretty sure I am somehow subsidizing that. Zandit says, quote, I'm generally read as a male. It can occasionally make daily life awkward, but people let it slide. It just doesn't cross their minds. Yes, it doesn't cross their minds, because the fact of the matter is, and this goes back to the attention seeking, the fact of the matter is, most people see you, if they see you at all, and they don't give a shit. Your gender doesn't cross most people's minds, because most people really don't care about you. And this is another thing that's really difficult for these kind of snowflakes to accept. Again, they're attention whoring. They want the fucking attention. The fact is, most of the time, as in 99% of your life, other people are not thinking about you. Other people don't give a shit about you. Other people see you. They barely register your existence. Like, right now, there's nobody on the planet Earth. Even Randy. Randy, are you awake? See, even Randy, nobody's paying attention to me right now. Nobody gives a fly. Nobody's sitting around going, I wonder what the Great One's gender identity is. I wonder how he identifies. Is that a male or a female? Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody notices. I can walk down the street. Nobody notices my existence. There's people around me. I don't notice. Nobody gives a shit. These people are going through their lives looking for attention. It's all about attention. No, it doesn't cross other people's minds there, Zandit. Because other people are not obsessed with you. Other people are not walking around. Like, you walk into a room, the idea that people in that room are looking at you and trying to figure out what gender you identify as. Nobody gives a shit. Okay? Again, I work in theater. God damn it. There's plenty of homosexuals. We got some. I got some people who may very well be in this category working. I got this one chick. She totally looks in every way, dresses, acts, hair, man. You know, I see her. I wonder what her gender identity is. I wonder how. I don't give a shit. It's like, are you doing your job? Yes, you're doing your job. I don't give a shit. I don't sit around thinking about what gender she identifies as. It doesn't fucking matter. She's doing her job. I don't care. It's not my concern. It doesn't affect me. She looks happy. She's got a smile on her face. Good for her. Who gives a shit? I don't care. Both Zandit and Luthro found community at CSU. For Zandit, it meant coming out. For Luthro, it meant finding community groups that understood higher identity. Not her, higher identity. Both have also had their challenges. Quote, I'm from a really small town. My family was definitely not okay with it. We didn't speak for nearly a year, unquote, Zandit said. Zandit believes that a lot of his parents' fear was related to how he would be treated. They were worried that the community would not be kind. Quote, people who violate social expectations for their gender are excluded and made fun of for being different, Lay Miller wrote. Quote, this can lead to challenges fitting in, difficulties finding a job, as well as personal safety concerns, unquote. Well, yeah, anytime you step away from the try being a anarcho-capitalist or a libertarian. God, try being a Republican in a place like the People's Republic of Fort Collins. Anytime you don't do what the herd wants you to do, yeah, you could be made fun of. Wah, wah. Wah, 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 wah. And again, if you're so fucking strong and independent, why are you so afraid of the herd? Wah, 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 wah. Because there's the thing. You want to be strong and independent and you want to be different, but at the same time, you want to fit in and you want to be the same as everybody else. Again, this is part of the, when people tell me, well, trannies aren't different, you know, black people aren't different. Yeah, there's some, no, they are. We're constantly reminded they are. I keep being told that these people are just like me and they want to fit in, but then I'm told how they're different. There's some video, I haven't watched it yet, I just remember this off the top of my head, it's in my queue, from Big Think, about how the title is, and again, I haven't watched the video, and sometimes the titles are clickbait. I love it when they do clickbait titles. This might be a clickbait title. The title is something along the lines of, Black Mental Health is Different than White Mental Health. Okay, well, if black mental health is different than white mental health, then black people obviously aren't like white people. Don't tell me that you're the fucking same and then start telling me how you're different. What? Jesus Christ, we're that near the end of the podcast. All right, let me get my shit in gear. We may have to go over. Just prepare yourself. Out of his parents' home, Sandit was able to come out and begin his transition. His relationship has since improved with his parents. Quote, my parents are conservative evangelical Christians, but they eventually came around, Sandit said. Now, of course, you have to wonder if his parents being Christian evangelical wackos might be the reason he's so fucked up. If his parents were normal, God knows what normal is, but if his parents were more normal, I wonder, maybe he wouldn't be a weird ass, you know, I'm gender specialized or whatever. Sandit found safety in the CSU community to make his transition. He even began hormone treatments at Hartshorne. Again, who's paying for these hormone treatments? I bet you I'm subsidizing these. CSU was a safe place to make the transitions, and it said it was a really positive experience. Luthro also experienced some issues with higher identity. Most of higher family does not know about higher identity, although higher mom has been supportive. Quote, she's been very affirming, and she's asking questions, unquote, Luthro said. Luthro also faces judgment from the general public depending on how Z dresses. For gender-neutral people, it is more difficult to simply use the public restroom or try on clothing. Again, these are people who are so stupid they can't figure out how to go to the bathroom. Just, you pick one, go in there, go in the stall, close the door. Nobody will know if you're a man or a woman. And again, nobody, the idea that there's all these people around you, that there's millions and millions of people standing by to judge you based on which bathroom you go into. Again, you need to understand, nobody gives a fuck. All of this is a cry for attention. Oh, it's so difficult for me to decide what bathroom to use because I feel like I'm being judged. No, you're not. You wish you were being judged. You want people to pay attention to you because you're a fucking drama queen and an attention whore. The fact of the matter is, nobody gives a fuck what bathroom you use. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about you and which bathroom you fucking go in to piss. Nobody cares. Quote, we live in a world where everyone is presumed to be either male or female and to have a gender identity that matches their biological sex. Yes, that's because everybody is either male or female. They are. I know you deny biology because global warming, but no. Biology is real. Quote, that is why almost everything in this world includes bathrooms and sports teams divided into men's and women's, unquote, Lee Miller wrote. Yeah, because everybody in the world is either a man or a woman. And that's how we've chosen to divide things up, because men and women are different. I know you don't think they are because, you know, global warming, but science. But no, they are. Luthro has also been turned away from using men's bathrooms and male dressing rooms. I find that hard to believe, but okay, maybe. But then again, wait, from men? I doubt it. Anyway, quote, the issues I face depend on how I'm dressed that day. I'll face a lot more oppression dressed as a male. How can you be oppressed dressed as a male? Or maybe, well, it doesn't say what skin color this person is. If you're white and you're dressed as a male, then people will assume you're part of the patriarchy. You'll just get to do anything. Luthro dresses differently from day to day, but doesn't change who Z is. Well, Luthro dresses differently from day to day, but doesn't change who she is. I dress differently day to day also. I wear different clothes on different days. I don't wear the exact same outfit every single day of my life. I'm not a TV character. I wear different clothing every single day. And yet, I'm the same. And actually, I'm not the same because every single day, I'm a new person. I'm a different person. Every day I learn new things, I experience new things. I'm in a state of constant flux and progress. Quote, I'm genderqueer every day. I feel the same all days. There are a lot of people who are very affirming and ask what pronouns I prefer. Obviously, the whole world isn't the supportive community, unquote, Luthro said. Aw, some people ask what gender pronouns they should use. I'm sure Luthro would love to see a law that says you have to ask people what gender pronouns. Maybe we could get them to identify. Maybe people who use gender pronouns like Z and higher instead of she and her. I don't know. Maybe they could identify somehow. Maybe we could have them, wear like a pink triangle on their clothes, or maybe a yellow Star of David. Yeah, maybe we could make laws and have them identify publicly so as to help the rest of us out. That would be great. Yeah, this whole identifying thing. Yes. Randy, are you awake? Okay, sweet. Go ahead. Let it play. I'm going to take a little break. Then we're going to finish this. It's going to be short. Yeah, that's what she said. Don't go away after the music. I'm going to be back to finish this article up. I love Craigslist. I just got an email from a Craigslist posting I had. Somebody wants to know if I will negotiate the price on something because they don't have $500 that I want for it. You know, it's worth $500, and if you don't have $500, then you probably shouldn't be buying it, right? Okay, where was I? Luthro and Zandit identify differently, but both are still normal adults. Okay, first of all, they're not normal. Second of all, they're not adults. Adults do not go through their life fucking attention whoring on a constant basis. Adults do not live in a fantasy world where they create weird gender identities so as to get attention and special privileges. Adults do not expect other people to pay for their hormone treatments. right? Adults do not get whiny and snivelly and need safe spaces when people call them he or she instead of here, or he's or has or fey or foe or fa or whatever the fuck it is, okay? Adults are not special snowflakes who melt under the withering gaze of anybody who doesn't fucking conform to everything they want them to do. Okay, you are not adults. You are not even close to being adults. Quote, "It's a tiny part of who I am. There's a lot more to me," Zant said. "It doesn't affect my daily life." You are wrong. There is not more to you. This is your life. This is your identity. This is who you are. This is what you're leading with. This is what the whole article is about. To tell me that there's more to your life than this is not true, because if there was more to your life than this, you wouldn't be a fucking loser. Luthro encourages people to ask higher questions about higher identity. Z also encourages students to stand up for equality. Oh, let's stand up for equality, except for Christians and people who are anti-abortion and patriarchy of cisgendered white men. And yeah, but let's stand up for equality, unless you're in one of those groups. Or Republicans, equality. When you hear someone, this is a quote from Luthro. Luthro says, "When you hear someone say something transphobic, stand up to it. If you see someone getting bullied in the bathrooms, say something. Ask questions. Be mindful and respectful." Getting bullied in the bathroom. I'm sorry, kids. I'm telling you, nobody gives a shit what bathroom you use. You've got to get over this need for attention. No one gives a shit what bathroom you use. And as for his asking questions, no, there's no question asking. I'm asking questions right now. It's like, look, I'm asking the question, are you aware that the reason you're doing what you're doing is because you have mental illness and you're an intention whore? You do realize, both of you, Luthro, Zandros, Zandit, whatever the fuck you do realize that you're just attention whores. That's all this is. You are so, I mean, God, who wouldn't want to be a woman? Right? I mean, men, if you're a man, have you, let's, guys, I've thought about, we know you've thought about it. Wouldn't it be great to be a woman? You just go through life and do it. You don't have to do anything. You're not expected to get a job. You're not expected to be able to pay your own way. You can live at home with your parents when you're 30 and nobody will laugh at you. You can go out and get free drinks. People open doors for you. People carry heavy objects for you. You know, even in places where there's supposed to be all this, oh, everybody is equal and shit, I hear, oh, that woman, go carry that for her. I'm like, why should I carry that for her? Well, she's a woman. I mean, no, women are equal, bitch. I mean, even with all this, we're equal, and anything a man can do, a woman can do better, and strong and independent. Men are still expected to change your fucking tires for you, to carry heavy boxes for you. And that's the great thing. If we open the door for you, that's expected, but then if we open the door for you, you don't like it, you can yell at us and get away with it. You can call us misogynistic. I mean, life is so easy as a woman. You get free birth control, you get free abortions, you get your welfare, your WIC, your food stamps. You know, anytime you fuck up in life, a man will always come to your rescue. Believe you me, for these people out there who have penises but want to be women, I understand the appeal. Because you don't have to ever provide for yourself again in your life. You can be a fucking parasite. And I understand the women who want to be men. Because you're women, but you want to be a man, but you can do that safely because you know you can always fall back on the vagina. If somebody discriminates against you, you can still play the vagina card. because you do have the vagina, men will still, the beta males, the white knights, will still rush to your defense, even though you sit there and you claim, well, I'm have the mind of a man and I want to be identified as a man and all this other shit. The white knights and the beta males will still respond to the fact that you have the vagina and jump in and defend you. And so even though you're pretending to be a man, you will never have the responsibilities of a man. Again, you can live at home when you're 30, you can not have a job, you can, you know, be a parasite, you can play the I can't pick that up, it's too heavy card. I get it. I totally get it. It's just a need for attention and wanting to live a life of no difficulty, wanting to live a life of a parasite. And this transgendered I'm a fae thing is a great way to be a snowflake, to think that you are special, to get other people to acknowledge that you are special, and to get free resources.